Days after rolling earthquakes flattened nearly a dozen villages in western Afghanistan, thousands of families are sleeping in tents. But as winter looms, will there be aid for them to rebuild their homes? NPR's Dia Hadid reports.
In a video shared by the UN, Afghans clear away the rubble that was once their village in Zindajan, a remote dusty district in the country's west.
The only thing that still sticks out of the rubble in many cases is the door or the door frame.
Philip Croft is a spokesman for the World Health Organization. He just returned from Zindajan. More than 1,000 people died there. They're mostly buried now.
Outside of every village, there are new graves. And it's not individual graves. It is one long row of graves that every meter or so, they put a stone to indicate the person underneath.
Most of the dead are women and children. At least some of them thought there were bombs dropping nearby, and they ran inside for cover. Many of the wounded are female as well. Another UN video shows a woman aiding a girl. Officials tell me the Taliban is turning a blind eye to women working in the field, even though they've been largely restricted from public life since the group seized power 2 years ago. It suggests how devastating these earthquakes were. One local, Mustafa Sahel, says 10 villages were flattened in Zindajan, but survivors are getting help from the UN, charities, even locals. But he tells NPR producer Fazul Minallah Kazizai that many others aren't getting aid, but their homes aren't safe to live in now. He says they're sleeping in the wild. They've had to endure powerful aftershocks and even a dust storm. In the city of Herat, a few dozen miles from the epicenter, the situation is also dire. This is from journalist Abdulkarim Azim from the non-profit Alive in Afghanistan. Azim says the city is surrounded by tents. He says there's hundreds of families who don't have money for bread, but they've had to buy a tent to protect themselves from the cold. It's already biting. But international aid has been dwindling to Afghanistan. Donors are frustrated with Taliban restrictions, and there's crises elsewhere. Sadiq Ibrahim is with UNICEF. They're asking for $20 million to cover initial needs.
The winter's coming. These people cannot continue to be living in these conditions.
But already, the UN had to cut off food aid to 10 million Afghans because they couldn't raise the money. Now they only support 3 million of the most vulnerable people. And the area that was struck by the earthquake was already deeply poor. Many folk there are subsistence farmers who face punishing droughts for years. Ibrahim worries about what will happen next. So does Croft from the World Food Organization.
So the price of inaction will be paid by the most vulnerable. And we just are calling on international solidarity with the Afghan people.
A call for solidarity at a time when the world seems to lack so much of it. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Mumbai.